I'm not sure there's anything that irritates me more about myself than my complacency or lethargy or inability to really receive or to understand what the Word of God is saying to me in my devotional life or from a sermon. So I'd like to exhort this morning from the Word, from Revelation 3, verses 18 through 20, on the subject of fervency. Fervency. So turn there with me, if you will, to Revelation 3:18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. Let's pray for just a moment. Father, we pray that you would awaken us this morning, at least to this passage, that the awakening would just continue throughout the service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, it is a good thing to be fervent. This message is taken to the church at Laodicea, which, as you know, was lukewarm. And so the encouragement here in this Greek word is to be fervent and repent. And the word fervent is what? Burn. Be hot. And repent. So that's the antidote that Jesus gives to this church. You're lukewarm, so get on fire. Burn. Be alive and be hot and be boiling and repent. So here is a call to fervency and to zeal. The word fervency or zeal is sometimes better translated as to burn. It's to be ardently passionate and completely intent on the thing we are zealous for. So that's it. It's basically to be on fire for something. People are on fire about different things. On fire about ball games and their teams. And, you know, people get excited and they're on fire about certain things. To be zealous is not to be half asleep. It is not to be half-hearted or half-committed. Now, the big question is, what is it that fires you up? And what should be firing us up on a Sunday morning like this? Now, on the one hand, I think it's important for us to be somewhat suspect of a false fervency or a fake fervency. So we can be suspect of that, and that's all right. We need a suspect of ourselves. I was telling Josh beforehand this morning that I'm a little suspect of myself. I'm a lot suspect of myself in my fervency as well as my lethargy. Either way, either of these things sort of concern me, you know, because ultimately what we're talking about here is sincerity. It's to be all in. It's to be really believing and committed to this. But what is it to be fervent? As I said, false zeal in the spoken word is an abomination. It's a terrible thing. Jesus says that in Matthew 15. He condemns those hypocrites who honored God with their lips, but their heart was far from him. Proverbs also say this: fervent lips with a wicked heart are like earthenware covered with silver dross. So just the fakey thing in a worship service, or the fakey thing in the praise and worship bands, or, you know, whatever it is, the fakey thing in terms of your religious language that you might use with somebody, you know, the fakey stuff, fakey fervency is just grotesque. It's just lousy. It's bad. So Jesus condemns the fakiness of the fervency in the mouth. He also condemns the knowing all of this stuff, knowing the master's will, but not really being committed to it, to do it. They will be beaten with many stripes. So there's these people that seem to be fervent about learning more of the Bible, but it doesn't do them any good. Or there are those who are very fervent about sharing you know, maybe even evangelism or fervent in worship, but doesn't do them any good. It's just faked. False worship is worshiping on Sunday, but not on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. False worship is addressed also in Isaiah 1, where these folks were celebrating new moons, Sabbaths, Christmas, praise and worship with their hands spread out, while their hands were full of blood. So they're, you know, false worship very much condemned in Isaiah 1. So, brothers and sisters, what is true zeal? True zeal. What is true fervency? Well, there are four calls to fervency and zeal in Scripture, and incredibly, not one of them speaks to fervency in worship. Although we would love to see, you know, fervency in terms of believing God's Word and believing in Jesus and being thankful for Jesus and raising our hands and our voices or whatever and worshiping in true praise and appreciation and joy, you know, we would love to see that. The Bible doesn't encourage it, it turns out. Isn't that interesting? The Bible doesn't encourage zeal in worship. So no zeal in worship this morning is being encouraged from the Word. Now, if it comes, praise God. But we're not going to encourage zeal in worship. The Bible doesn't encourage zeal in worship. I know that's a little bit of a shocker to you. Now, I think there should be zeal. But the Bible doesn't encourage it. Because that's not the focal point of zeal. So where are we to be hot? Well, first and foremost, in the passage, we see here that Jesus loves us and He chastens us. And we are called to love. We're called to love God with heart, soul, mind, and strength, with everything in us. So that's the zeal we speak of here, brothers and sisters, is a zeal that loves God. What an abomination to encourage a people who don't love God to worship in zeal on Sunday morning. Wouldn't that be a horrible thing to do? That's why the Word doesn't say, be zealous in your worship and praise band. The Bible says, be zealous in loving God. So love God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we are to love Jesus with everything in us such that Jesus said in Matthew 10:37, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And this applies to people who believe in family. People are strong on family. Jesus said, you need to hate your father and mother in comparison to your love for me. Now that includes everything else, all the other values of life. He picks these because these are the ones who are closest to us. He says, you need to love me more than all of these. He who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. This is the fervency God calls us to. It's to lay down our lives for Jesus. To be willing to die for Jesus. To deny ourselves or to deny all these other things in order to sacrifice something for Jesus today. This is the zeal, this is the fire, this is the heat of our heart that God calls us to this morning. And then in 1 Peter 4:8, this extends to the body of Christ. Above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. And so there should be a concomitant love, not just for Jesus, for the body of Christ in the church. Fervent love for one another. This is one of the few references to zeal in Scripture. It is a fervency of love for Chris Galanick. Or Joe Schmo. Sorry, Chris. We'll just go after Joe this morning. I don't know if Joe is here or a member of the church, but it's that real person that you see this morning that you've been looking forward to meeting with this morning. And to exhort and to build up in the faith, fervency, love is hot that is burning for your brothers and sisters in this room. That's what God calls us to. A love for Jesus and a love for the brothers and sisters in Christ. Secondly, fervency will prove itself in prayer that avails much. This is the second reference to the fervency in Scripture. James 5:6, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. What is this? What is the fervent prayer of a righteous man? It has to be a brother or sister in Christ who has fervent faith. It's a fervency in faith, I believe. A fervency in believing, not so much in fervent speech. I don't believe that was James is saying. Somebody's just emotional in prayer. They raise their voice maybe more than everybody else. No, guys, that's too superficial. You know this is Elijah. You know this is the faith of Elijah. This is the faith of the man of praise and faith, believing in the goodness of God and the power of God and huge expectations in God to move mountains today. Faith, fervent faith in God. It's beautiful. Believing the promises of God. Hoping in the glory of God. Thirdly, we're called to fervency in service. I believe a brother exhorted on this a while back, but Romans 12:11, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. That's the everyday element of the Christian life. And then we come to the last, and that's our text this morning, and that is fervency in repentance. Jesus says to Laodicea, be zealous, be fervent, be on fire and repent. This is what's said in 2 Corinthians 7, for observe this very thing, that you sorrowed in a godly manner. He's commending the Corinthian church. What diligence is produced in you? What clearing of yourselves? What indignation? What fear? What vehement desire? What zeal? What vindication? All things you prove yourself to be clear in this matter. This is fervency in repentance. I was just reading this morning of the church during the time of the Babylonian attack upon Judah and Jerusalem, and Jeremiah brings these words, and here Babylon is, you know, at the gates, the largest empire on earth at the time, at the gates, pounding on the gates, coming in, and Jeremiah is saying, the judgment is coming upon this place. There's going to be dead bodies everywhere. And still that church, or the American church, was saying, yeah, but everything's still okay. God is with us. They're sacrificing their kids out to Molech in their part-time experiences, but then they're still sure that there's nothing in the repentance message for them. And this is America today. This is the American church today. They don't like the message of repentance. They don't like exhortations like this. They don't like to be exhorted to repent and to be zealous and hot in your repentance. They want to be complacent. They've been warned about these sins that so afflict America today, but they're complacent. They're complacent about repentance. They don't receive it. They're not acting on it. They're assigning it to everybody else. They're thinking how, you know, this is very, very good for everybody else in the country, but not for us, certainly not for us. Not ready for the judgment message. Real zeal is not so much sudden outbursts of emotion, but a constant expansion and exercise of the mind and the affections and love for God, attention to God, intentions and commitment to obey God, and then to follow through and resetting daily priorities, actually visiting the poor in their affliction, keeping oneself unspotted from the world. All our faculties wholeheartedly engaged in love for God. And I believe the first indication of repentance is the reception of the Word itself, where the Word begins to make sense to us. The warnings make sense to us. When we hear that judgment begins in the household of God, we realize that's us. And we hear these words from Jesus, and they convict us. They draw us in. They don't repel us. You know, we're drawn in. We want to hear more of it. And we know there's an exercise of the renewal of our mind that needs to happen. And we come in realizing, I'm so wrong. I have been so wrong. This is repentance.
And the zeal of repentance is just being sure of God's Word and being sure of how God's Word impacts me today and receiving the sword and following the sword. So as we say, realizing that we have been the problem. Thou art the man, and you hear that message preached and you know that's to you. And you feel each word in Psalm 51 and you're humble before God and you realize, I'm it. I've sinned. And the sins of others and all that bitterness against others that seemed to have been plaguing your mind off and on for the last 6 or 7 years has nothing to you. It's just nothing to consider anymore, because what matters is what God is saying to you today. And you're pierced to the heart by the Word of God. You're awakened, you're alive to God's Word to you this morning. And you receive it and you realize, yes, I am the man. I have sinned and I need Jesus. I need God. And all of these pieces come together in your mind, and you're not faking it anymore. You're not faking your worship anymore. You're genuine in your repentance, and you're now fervent and zealous in your repentance before God. Friends, there is such a need for zeal today. I still think we're very much asleep in the pews. And I say, me too. It's time to get fired up and hold nothing back. In receiving the Word, renewing the mind, and repenting of our own sin. In loving Christ, loving His church. You can fake zeal in some areas of your life, perhaps. But it's hard to fake it in repentance. I'll tell you that much. It's hard to fake it when it comes to repentance. Because repentance always involves follow through. If there's no zeal, the sincerity of a profession is called into serious question. If there's no zeal, again, you can fake it. Yeah, you can fake it. But if there's no zeal, you have serious reason to question your faith. This is the hour of apostasy in America. It's the hour of spiritual demonic attack going on in our churches, in our homes. You know it's there. This is the hour of temptation. And Jesus is watch and pray. Wake up. Listen to the Word. Come alive in your personal devotion time. Receive the prodding of the Holy Spirit. The hour of God's judgment is coming upon the church in America right now. It's happening right now. If there was ever a time to wake up and be zealous, it would be now. To be done with complacency about your sin. Come awake and hear that knocking. You see, what is the knocking sound? That's Jesus at the door of this church. As He's knocking at every church in America. And He says, you hear My voice. As I'm saying, be zealous and repent. As I'm saying, buy gold. Suffer for Me in the fire. Receive the trials. And realize this is My hand of love in your life. Come alive to all these spiritual things. And if you hear My voice, I will come in and I will sup with you. Now is the time to awake. Zeal, hotness, is the need of the hour. Let us be fervent. And let us be thankful for those who are more fervent than we are as well. Fervency is what we need. Fervency. Let's pray. Father God, we confess to You our lack of sincerity, Father. Help us. Our lack of attention to Your Word. Help us. Our lack of zeal and repentance and loving Jesus and loving His body, Father. It is such a dull ember. It's barely burning in us. God, our love for You is almost quenched at times. Help us, God. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our coldness of heart. Forgive us of our unwillingness to love You and to love each other. Forgive us for this lukewarmness in repentance, in prayer. and in our love for you. Forgive us, O God, by the mercies of Jesus. Pour out the blood of Christ upon us. Cleanse us from our sins now, we pray. Let's take a moment to confess our own sins.